Pash Gisava, we learned yesterday. The Teuch is a pasuk. Ashivcha Hashem Mitzrayim, vaniyas v'derech Hashem atin chok. My seisa v'edur aisa. The beginning of the pasuk is Rachman Aslan and Einish. The Yidin v'chas Shalom Zindigin is an Einish that we brought back to Mitzrayim. But at the end of the pasuk, says, like seisa v'edur aisa, that's a halacha. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a lav in the Torah. One of the three places in the Torah, the Torah says, it's also to go back to Mitzrayim. The chinuch brings down. There's actually three pesukim in the Torah. There's one pasuk in Parshas Beshalach. There's one pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, and there's one pasuk in over here in Parshas Kisavai. So three times the Torah gives a lav not to go back to Mitzrayim. The chinuch, when he counts the minyan tayag mitzvahs, this lav is one of the tayag mitzvahs not to go back to Mitzrayim. He counts the pasuk in Shoftim, the middle pasuk, not the first one and not the last one. This is shver. Why he doesn't count the first one? He says this chur is three lavin if you go back to Mitzrayim, and the one that he counts for the minyan hamitzvahs is the middle pasuk. The gedda of this lav, the Rambam explains, is kiyudua. This is the gedda. The Rambam himself in his personal life about kaponim. The Rambam paskins and sapid yishami. The makas yishami. The Rambam brings down mutter lachs and eretz Mitzrayim l'schurin a pragmatia belichpo ish atzis acheres. It's mutter to go back to Mitzrayim for business. The person wants to go back temporarily. He's doing some business there. He's going to travel to Egypt to go back to Mitzrayim and to do business. And the Rambam also says v'lichbo ish atzis acheres. If Paisol is having a mochama with a country on the other side of Mitzrayim, and to get to that country to do that mochama, they have to walk through Mitzrayim, maybe even set up a base, maybe set up a military base in Mitzrayim to wage a war on the next country, they're going to do that. They're coming in temporarily. The Ein Osa El Mishtakeke Yasham. The Ram says the whole Issa to go to Mitzrayim is only to move there permanently. A person goes to Mitzrayim temporarily, that's mutta. The whole Issa is to go there permanently. And then Ram's Moisif on this vein, loikin on Abzeh. Therefore, there's no Makkus. Shebe'ez haknisa mutta loik. Because be'etzim, when a person walks into Mitzrayim, it's mutta. That's mutta. The Im Yechashi Mishtakeke Yasham Ein by Maisa. The Issa will be when he has a machshava to remain in Mitzrayim, and that's already a lav shem b'maisa. We know the klal is the Gemara Makkos of Tazayin. It's in many places that we paskin ain loikin on lav shem b'maisa. Aveir, which is without an action, it's only a machshava. There's no malchus on. See, so here also the aveir is without an action. It's only the machshava. I don't understand this completely because the chayyur. If somebody would go to Mitzrayim or Das to visit or to do business so temporarily, and then while he's there, he changes his mind and he says, I'm going to stay here, that's a lav shem b'maisa. That's just machshava. But a person goes in at night to stay in Mitzrayim, why isn't that a lav shem b'maisa? The lav is definitely two parts. The lav is definitely walking in and the machshava to stay there permanently. In that case, where he's doing both, why isn't that a lav shem b'maisa? Ram's mashma that in all cases, it's a lav shem b'maisa. This is Shtukel Tzarechin. Also, the whole chiddush of the Rambam that he says that it's mutter to go there temporarily just for schayra or for business or for military reasons is a chayra. This is shver in pshut deshamikra. The Torah says like seisif oyde roisa. You should not see Mitzrayim. Pshut deshamikra. The Torah's mash shouldn't even see it. See it doesn't sound like permanently. Even to see it, even to go there for a minute, it sounds like it's asa. But the Ma'ase says that's yishami. The Rambam has a mock in yishami, so. That's and the chayr is also maybe the sefri that we say in the Haggadah, in the Gadosh Pesach, where we say the Yogasham Malami. The Torah says that Yaakovin went down. The Yogasham is Malami. Shlo Yorah Yaakovin Mishtakeya El Logasham. Teaches us that Yaakovin did not go down to Mitzrayim to live there permanently. Mishtakeya only to be there temporarily. The chayr the sefri is saying the Salacha also that the Is is only to go there permanently. The Abusum Makam Kota Akula. Maybe the Is of going living permanently in Mitzrayim applied even before.
Yeah.
Oh, that he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael for the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. And you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael temporarily?
Yeah.
Okay. That was part of also. Maybe that was part of also. Okay. But then the Ram says another chiddush. Ram says v'yirali, and this is we know the lashon Ram when he says v'yirali. It's a chiddush Ram without maka, even though the mafashim they use shtel in it that there is a maka. This halacha is in Yishami also, but Ram calls it v'yirali like his own chiddush. Shim kova sheretz Yisrael melch Yisrael al pi bezdin shehimuteres. If a melch Yisrael will be kovish, we capture the same way Eretz Yisrael expands. There's the Gemara about the beginning of Shavuos, other places that Eretz Yisrael, when it expands, when they need more space, they capture the countries around it. It becomes kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's chayav mitzvah ma'aseh and everything. And Mitzrayim is also can be captured. Mitzrayim is also right next to Eretz Yisrael. You know, right behind Gaza is the Sinai Desert, and then comes Mitzrayim. If Eretz Yisrael would expand that direction, then there would be no more issur to go to Mitzrayim. But the Rambam does say, if the Ummah Acheres captures it, if a different country captures Mitzrayim, then the issur remains. That's wrong. So you have to understand this halacha. What? Yeah, he says, V'hi b'yad akum. But, yeah, perikin halacha ches. That's the way they're going. If you look in the Rambam, you see the words V'hi b'yad akum? In the Ches, yeah. Lo yisirel noshav al yechidim and lishkem bo v'hi b'yad akum. B'hi b'yad akum, they all explain that Ummah Acheres captures it. What is all of it? Ummah Acheres captures it.
It doesn't say Ummah Acheres.
That's what it means. B'hi b'yad akum meaning different goyim. Dafka Melch Yisrael has to be Melch Yisrael captures it, but that it's first of the Diag is Dafka Melch Yisrael, and then the next words of the Rambam where he says v'hi b'yad akum, then it's also. That's the Chayyim saying that even if a different Ummah captures it, it does. That's what Mechassanach learns and Aviyazi learns that way also. They all went that way. So basically, you have to understand what's the chiluk. Why is it dafka when Melch Yisrael captures it becomes mutter? It's mashma dafka Melch Yisrael, but that's for sure. If a different country captures it, then it's also. So the Mechassanach wants to explain like this. He says, Vaisleis from the Rambam, Mechidish. No, it's a different Mechagas when you get to it. He says, the Mechassanach wants to say, Vaisleis from the Rambam, that the Issa is on Eretz Mitzrayim, on the Mokom. The love of the Torah is asking this place, the chetz of the Mokum is this. It's not because of the Anshei Mitzrayim, not because of the people there. It has to do with the Mokum. As a man, if you learn to din in the Mokum, then you can understand the chunk between Melch Yisrael capturing it and someone else capturing it. Because when Melch Yisrael captures it, it becomes Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It becomes Chayav Mitzvah and Maisis. It has no more Shem Eretz Mitzrayim. It has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And that's why there's no more Eretz Mitzrayim. That's why it's Mutam Hashem. If another Ummah captures it, it's like the Eretz Mitzrayim. It's on the British rule or whichever country captured it. But it remains Eretz Mitzrayim, that would mean the Issa. That's the Mechassanach's Rambam. The Aviyezi is a kasha on this Mechassanach, is if that's like a pshat, that the whole Issa is the Shem HaMokam, that the Mokam of Mitzrayim is also, and it goes away when Melch Yisrael captures it, becomes Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't go away when a different Ummah captures it. In fact, the Aviyezi of Shach, it's in the Geyonei Aviyezi of Mechassanach, it's also in Aviyezi on Rambam over there, in Hilchos Melachim. Yes, that even when another Ummah captures it, it should lose the Shem Eretz Mitzrayim, because we find such a halacha, the Gemara in Gittin Dach Lameches, says, Amin Umoyev Tiru B'sichim. There's a law in the Torah to do Melchama, to capture Amin Umoyev. Those countries were off limits. That Klaisel is not allowed to capture. Torah says the reason, because it's the Yerushalayim of Bnei Light. It was Yerushalayim to Bnei Light. Bnei Light were Amin Umoyev. And Light also got Yerusha from Mishpacha Asav and Medina. He also got Yerusha that the Eibishter gave him. That belongs to Bnei Light, and the Yidden should not take it. It's a special law in the Torah. But the Maisa, we look in Tanakh, we see Epis the Yidden did capture those places, Amin and Moyev. So the Gemara explains what happened was the Yidden were not allowed to hold the Mocham with Amin and Moyev. But Sichin did, a different Goyish country did. Sichin went and captured Amin and Moyev. Now once Sichin captured Amin and Moyev, they're already clay, so wasn't allowed to go take it from, take it because it wasn't Amin and Moyev anymore, it was Sichin. It's called Amin and Moyev, Tiru B'Sichin. When Sichin captured it, it lost the Shem Amin and Moyev. And it got the Shem Sichin, and the Meinah, that Issa went away. The Meinah, effect of Shach, here also, when a different Ummah captures Mitzrayim, won't you say that Mitzrayim Tiro B'Ummah Acheres, that Mitzrayim has also become Tav with another Ummah, let that also be Mutta. The same way that I'm saying if Chai Yisrael captures it, it loses the Shem Eretz Mitzrayim, and it's Mutta, because it becomes Tishrei Eretz Yisrael, the same way when another country captures it, it should lose the Shem Mitzrayim, it's not Mitzrayim anymore, it should become Mutta. So Shach says, it's Muchach from here, it must be that it's not the Mokum that's Asa. If it be a Shem and the Mokum that's Asa, then it would become Mutta when a different Ummah takes it. Why does Rambam say only when a Melch Yisrael takes this Mutta? It should be Mutta when any Ummah takes it. sagt der Rabbi, verkippen mich sinnig. It must be that this is the Anshei Mitzrayim. This is to go live in a place with the people of Mitzrayim, even if the land lost its Shem Mitzrayim. And if another country captures it, it loses the Shem Mitzrayim. And the Rambam is talking about where the Mitzrayim are still there. It's also not like Michel Sinnich. Michel Sinnich understood the whole Rambam that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptian people were not there anymore. He says, no, the people were still there. And that's Taka the Chiluk. When the Chiluk is like this, the real issa is to for the Yidden to go back, which was mashed from the Pasuk also. That because and the Rambam says this also, because Maseim Mukukolim, because the Mitzrayim, Abbasif Adabin have mentioned their morality level was even lower than the average guy, they were so dear, that was the reason why the Torah asked it, they should not go live with the Mitzrayim anymore. As the Mela, if a different Ummah captures Mitzrayim and the Mitzrayim are still there, another Ummah is not going to stop them, it's not going to make any special laws to stop the Mitzrayim from doing their private Maseim Mukukolim, they're still going to be people that do Maseim Mekuhom, and that's the Issa on the go there. And when the Rambam is Mati, when Melch Yisrael captures it, the Rambam means, it's talking about when Melch Yisrael comes in, and they come in with Shaiftim and Shaitrim, and they go up Yitayr, and they don't let the Goyim do the Maseim Mekuhom. They stop the Goyim from doing Maseim Mekuhom, and that's when it's Mutter. There's a whole different shot in the Rambam. Amun Amoyed was the din in the Mokom.
Even though it's because the town is because of the people.
It's the B'nai Amun Moed. Yeah, you have the Yerusha there, but if they lost the Yerusha, you're not affecting them. The emphasis is maybe, I was thinking that maybe the whole Kasha wasn't such a Kasha. Maybe Amun Moed is different because it was all Begeda Geneva, and once it belonged already to a different Ganev, to a Sichon, there was nothing wrong, but Maisa, Shach was going that way. And Shach means Amun Moed is definitely Din in the Makam. That's a Din in the Makam. But once that Makam is captured, it loses the Shem Mokam, it becomes the Shem Sifan. That's the whole Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Sifan is right from here that Akam is Koyin B'chazaka. Akam is Koyin Kaka B'chazaka and belongs to the Goy. And it loses the Shem Amin Amoyev. But the Tanya of Shech, it will happen to Eretz Mitzrayim also. But it must be that Eretz Mitzrayim is also, even if it loses the Shem Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not a din in the Mokam. It's a din. It's a din again in the Mitzrayim, in the people.
As well, the Eti was because of some kind of movies.
So that's Rashach's next kasha. But then Rashach is a kasha paket. Very good, he's a kasha paket. He brings Uriah paket to that, to Mechas Chinuch. He says there's another Rambam, the Rambam Paskins, in Perek Yubei Suchas Shrei Bi, Halacha Chathei. The halacha is, there's another din in the Torah, there's Nisa Chasnus with the Mitzri, Adda Shlishi. If a Mitzri is Megaya, even if he's Megaya, he's also Lavi Bakol. Midin Mitzri. Mitzri is also Lavi Bakol. Adda Shlishi. And the Ram Paskins, it's a Mishnah Bemis and Yedayim that says that today there's no Issa Mitzri. There's no Mitzriim today because Bosa Chayev Bil Bakolim Kulnoy. Ma'is and Tanach, Chayev came, he took over the world and he moved everybody around and we don't know where anybody is. And there are Mitzriim somewhere, but they're Batal Barayiv. And the people living in Mitzrayim today are not the original Mitzriim anymore. As the Meir goes like the Rambam, there's no Issa Mitzri today. As the Meir effect of Shach, there's no Issa Mitzri. How come the Rambam Paskins is still an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim? The way we're learning that the whole Issa is on the Mitzrayim, on the people, so why would there be an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim? It's Mucha from this halacha that the Issa is on the Mokum. It's back on the Mokum. But then we have a kasha again, if it's this on the Mokum, then what's the difference if Melchi Sol captures it and Macheres captures it? Macheres is still steer. So Shach mutches on this and he does say something. You can look inside what he says. I was thinking maybe there's a big dechet shop, maybe it could be there's a third way to look at it. Maybe the Issa of Mitzrayim is not so much, it's not a din in the Mokum. That's why it's Mutta even when a different Ummah captures it and it loses the Shem HaMokum. And it's not a din in the Anshei Mitzrayim either, because the Issa is even today when it's Bob and Schev and Kunloi. The Issa is on the Masei Mekukolim. And it's Ken Zayin that even if the Sancheiv came and he's in Vabukol and Kunloi, of the Minikam Mokum remained. In this place, they used to do certain things, so even when Sachev came and he was involved with Olam, but it didn't change what they were doing. In this place, this was the Minagamokam. The Minagamokam maybe just stayed. And maybe that's the Issa of even today, to go back to Mitzrayim, because that place they do, this is the way they do it.
But if they would take that Minagamokam and take it somewhere else, would there be an Issa somewhere?
You can't say that. It's for the Xavier Sakosa. Maybe it's a good. It seems to be a good combination of both. That Malcolm and the Minig Malcolm.
It says by the mom. That his mom, it makes it in the land.
It puts the Tev in the land. Some of the Tev in the land. The land is always Tev, right? It's still b'zushreya because the moshul, and if we're going that way, we'll have to learn like the way Rav Shach learned that when Melchisol comes in, they come with shreftim and shreftim. They don't allow the minhag makom. But what would be, my only problem is what would be if Melchisol comes in, takes over, and they stop the minhag makom, but then Melchisol goes into themselves leave. They get kicked there, they get chased away. So what, the minhag makom is going to come back? Because the chayy, you have back this and it's him. Okay, my sister's
Israeli.
Okay,
so you see the same
You shouldn't learn from the Canaan. It's the same. The concept is there. Over there, the Torah says you should kill them. Here, it says you shouldn't live there. But you see the Torah, you should learn from the. Don't learn from Hassan. Learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in Shkana Azar. You see the. Don't learn from Hassan is in This is a shegan achreinim that Hamasi brought down. Hagoyis hatzvi on mechas chinuch mitzvah tochav gimel. It's also in Shas that she was hatzvi yerdeis mirish amaches. He brings on the din of sukkah gezula. The Gemara says in sukkah that test. We know the famous Gemara that sukkah gezula is puzzle. Somebody steals eitzim and wood and he builds a sukkah. That sukkah is puzzle. The Gemara is a joshua. Tosis yes akasha. We need a joshua. That'd be mitzvah bava there. It's famous mechas chinuch on that. But the point is in that sukkah gezula is puzzle. The Achrenim Klai Shaila, what would be if the Ganav does tshuva and he goes back, after he builds the sukkah, it's possible. But now he does tshuva and he goes back to the Nigzal and he's mafash with him, he has mechila and he pays him for it. And the Nigzal says, okay, you can keep the sukkah. He sells him the sukkah. Will the sukkah be kosher now? The Shaila is, would it be Tassavloy Menossi? Because the din is, the Gemara says, the classical case of Tassavloy Menossi is, if you make a sukkah from Mechuba Lekaka, you make the schach from branches that are Mechuba, you build the whole sukkah, and then afterwards you cut the branches and you make a talosh. So the sukkah was made by psul. When the sukkah was made, the schach was Mechuba, was attached to the ground. And now you just did something that automatically the sukkah became kosher. It was built, it was minaot. That's called tassavloy minaotzi. You're supposed to make the sukkah b'kashas. Here you made it b'psul, and just for making it became kosher. That's no good. See here also, when the ganav made the sukkah, he made it b'psul. It was possible. It was sukkah gezula. And now he paid the guy, and the guy was mechum. The guy was maknatin. Now all of a sudden it became kosher. Is that tassavloy minaotzi?
If you say it's tassavloy
minaotzi,
it's
why not?
Mitzvah Baba Ve is not absurd. Mitzvah Baba Ve is not absurd. It's no different than Choyte Begodish when it's only a tefach. Choyte Begodish, it's only a tefach and Mashlu Le Tachsor, it's both. It's kosher. You don't see classical in this.
Maybe.
Because it's not.
Maybe.
Mom's have a tenet.
Okay. But Lamaise, would you say this was Tassel Emin Asi? So the Choyte wouldn't say no. There's a chilek. And I should give you a little time to think about it. You mechav the chilek, but the chilek is going as kosher. He says, by tassavloy minaotzi, by the case of where you made the sukkah mechuba and then you cut it, b'shasim mechuba was puzzle for everybody. It was mamash a puzzle sukkah for everybody. But sukkah gezula, even though it was puzzle for the ganav himself, but it was kosher for somebody. It was kosher for the nigzal. The bayagim, wherever he is, he could go against in that sukkah. So as long as the sukkah was kosher for somebody, that's a be'etzim kosher sukkah. He only had his own personal problem. That's not tassavloy minaotzi. The ganav had his problem, and now he fixes his personal problem. But that's not called. They want to say that's not called tassavloy minaotzi. So Pesach of Frank and then Hatzvi over there wants to show the suit to a different kasha. He said he brings down there's a minchas chinuch that says interesting minchas chinuch. He says in one line he says that by mezuzah there's no din lachem. When you put up a mezuzah in your house, you don't have to own it. You could borrow a mezuzah. You don't have to, because you don't find it in Lachem that you have to own the mezuzah. We find it in Lachem by three cases. We find it in Lachem by Esrig, with Alaminim, by Chala, the mitzvah of Chala is supposed to be your Chala, and by Tzitzis. By Tzitzis has to be your Talos. We don't find it in Lachem by mezuzah. Mainly you could use a mezuzah shula. The Emma says this mechasmah is a little bit shver. It's so posh that you don't even need to say it. You know, why would you think the mezuzah has to be mechem? We don't find it anywhere else. But my mechasmah says it. But the Peshpes of Frank here in the Hatzvi, he has a kash on this. He says we do find a fourth din that has to be lechem. You have to own something. It's not a gemara. It's a rush. The Beis Yosef brings down Nebuchadnezzar, the Simukuf Chav, the Shem Derush, and say that get that when a sefer writes a get before he writes the get, he should be machnet the cloth and the diyoy, the parchment and the diyoy, the ink, to the baal, to the husband, before he writes it. Because b'shas you write the get, the husband should own it. Which is a big chiddush. And he says, the reason is because the Torah says v'kosav. On zot derosh, be'inan kederach b'nei adam shekosim davashim meshangahem. The river kosav means that you're writing on something that you own. Somehow he sees in the pasuk, it says that derech is v'kosav kederach b'nei adam shekosim davashim meshangahem. Something that's theirs. Then the Rosh has a different reason because it says v'nosan. And v'nosan, the time of the Rosh, loy sheach nesine eno b'davashim shangoy. That's the Lashon. Nesine could only be in some instances. What? Yeah, that would be after the Ksiva. But the first season of a Kosav, the Rosh says, you should be marked the cloth and the Diyoy before. It's a pelna that the Rosh would make Mamash a drasha that we don't find anywhere in Shas or Chazal. It seems to make his own drasha, but it's for the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef means down lahalocha. That is a din v'kosav, in the Kosav shtei, kedech ben yom, shkosav dav shon lashon ahem. It's a min, effect the Hatzvi, l'chayber mezuzah also. It says, chasavten. So maybe this should be, according to Rosh, be the same halacha. It should be kederach b'nei adam shekosim davashim meshalahem. So how do we buy mezuzahs that we didn't own when it was written? Maybe it's a din that has to be written while you own it. So the Hatzis is very posh, and it's very similar to what the other Achayim was saying. He said, for this din of a chasavtem, you don't need the person who, the final buyer, to own the mezuzah b'shas taksiv. It's enough that the seifa owned it. If the Sefer owned the cloth and the Sefer owned the Diyoy, the Etzem, that mezuzah will be kosher for his own house. And even if he has enough mezuzahs, if he buy another house, the Etzem, as long as that mezuzah is the Etzem kosher, the mezuzah remains kosher and remains kosher even for the next person to buy it from him. The Chasavtem would only, even according to the Rosh, has to be shalei, it's enough if it was shalei the Sefer. It's a similar teretz of Mashenkin by Gittin. By Gittin, that get will never be good for the Sefer, because that get was written L'shem this Baal, L'shem this Ishi, meaning L'shmo by Gittin. And there's also this machoikas on two sheets and Tosis if the Baal has to make a Shliach to write the get, or the Baal is enough a Tzivui, but L'chol Pachas the Baal has to make a Tzivui to write the get. That's the Tosis in Gittin of Chafez and Beis and Gittin of Tesson and Beis. But stamazly, the get is not good for the Sefer because it's not in his name. It's written in L'shem Dispal. That's why the Rosh says that you have to be machtene the klaf and the diyoy to the husband before you write the get. Hashem came in mezuzah. It's enough if the Sefer owns the klaf and the diyoy. But Fekta Hatzvi, what about, I mean, you have to know in big companies, Safras have base Hatzvilin on these base Safras. You have a Baal boss that hires a few seifrim and he gives each one a place to work, a desk, a lamp, he gives them klaf and he gives them diyoy, and he has all his seifrim working, and the seifrim are writing mezuzahs, and then the Baal boss of the whole geshaft, he pays the seifrim for their work, and he takes the mezuzah and he sells it. It turns out that each seifer that he's actually writing the mezuzah, he doesn't own the klaf and the diyoy. The Baal boss of the whole business owns it. So the time of the fishes of fang, it should be a problem according to this rush. So he wants to say something in it, but it's a shekel tzorchi and how that works. If you buy from a seifer who works for himself and he owned the klaf and the diyoy, then it's a more pashut teretz.
He buys a shliach.
A shliach, but normally you buy it after it's done. A shliach of the Barabbas, and that's enough for
chasavta.
You have that by Gittin also, and the Rosh says that wasn't good.
All
right, give him a rubber, right?
Right. So could be so wise by so could you say the nigzel could be yours if it's suffix, it's not in his shulis, even if he's shaloi. It could be the same way he can be yoitz, but
can be makdish.
Can be makdish. Could be it's not enough his.
Pushes didn't hektish. There is a rabbi that holds he can't be machnet either. Can't be machnet, but...
So you're saying the nixel is yoitzer with the sukkah even if it was the gazel?
But if the gazel would let him, if the gazel would let him come in, then he wouldn't have a problem. Yeah. Just a few other short ha'aris going back a few weeks ago, I didn't have a chance to say this, going back to Pashat Eschanan. Just going to bring down and say a few different ha'aris. The post is a lot in the Torah in Pashat Eschanan from the Sinasu is Hashem Alekechem, Kasha Nisisim B'masa. It's also one of the Tarek Mitzvahs, not to test the Eibishta. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Chav Dal, and interesting, this Chai Shri Pasuk brings down the Shtukah Machoikis, the Smag in the Rambam, and what the Pshat in this Pasuk is. Maybe more than Shtukah, maybe it's a big Machoikis. The Smag learns that the Sinasu, the Lav is, Pashat, don't do a Mitzvah on Menashe Yisparach. You're not going to do a Mitzvah to get a Bracha, like to test the Eibishta. That's lav. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam in Perek Yud Mitzvah Seder Torah Locha Hey and the Chinuch, the Ingur and the lav is going on a Navi. Don't test the Navi. A Navi, the Rambam explains how a Navi has to prove himself that he's a Navi Emes, but once a Navi proves himself that he's a Navi Emes, don't badger him, you don't test him more and more to prove that he's a Navi. Once he's a Navi from the Ebishter, you have to accept him and loisen asa, goes on a Navi. The Lashon of the Pasuk of Kasher Nesisim B'Masa was talking about when the Yidden were complaining about there was no water. According to the Smag, you'll say they were testing Achman Sandri Banishangam. They were complaining to Banishangam, there's no Mayim Lishtais, no water to drink. And according to the Rambam, you would say they were complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Navi would be going on the Navi. If you look in Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says, B'Masa, Kashiyotsu Mitzayim, Shenisei B'Mayim, Shenema, Hayesh Hashem B'Kibeinu. It goes on the pasuk when they said Hayesh Hashem Bekebeinu. That's the chayim mashmak the smag that they were testing the Rebbeinu Shem. And Bemis is a whole gemara in Tainus that some of the Rambam here learned in the Daf Yomi recently. The gemara in Tainus that tested them out, which is the chayim mafurish like the smag. The gemara brings down the famous drasha asa ta asa b'shul shetis asha. Person should give ma'isa to get rich. And the gemara says over there you can even try it out. The gemara says so misha you can sue you on a kash baruch hu. Are you allowed to test the Rebbeinu Shem? V'aksiv lo yisnasu Hashem. You're not going to test the Rebbeinu Shem. And the gemara answers I'm very sure chutz mizu. It means a pasuk in Malachi. There's a special pasuk in Malachi where it says by ma'isa b'chanuni no b'zayis. Test me. The Rebbeinu Shem test me. Get stuck and see very crazy lachem baruch ad lidai. And you'll see that you become an aisha. So that pasuk tells you that it's mutter, but akoponim from the whole gemara, it's not talking about nevi'im, it's talking about nechira, like the way the smag learns. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah kedei sheyisbarach, that they should be avenged. So that's the chira, much like the smag, and even the lashon of the gemara is kasha, mishering and suing like kash baruch hu, nechira is beferish like the smag, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a din in testing the navi, shukot tzarechin on the Rambam. And then and the etzan gemara, I didn't see anyone speak about it. The Gemara Yisakasha says by Tzadok you're not a tester Ben Shalom. And the Gemara answers because it's a pasuk Malachi. Along here we have a cloud. The Gemara in Shabbos says Daf Kavdal and Ein Novi Rashein Chadish Dava. How do we have a head? It's a pasuk Malachi. How do we have a head from the Nevi'im to be over a lav in the Torah? There's a lav in the Torah like Sinasu. So how could we have a head Al Pi Novi to be over this lav in the Torah by Tzadok? Shukat Zerachin. The Michas Chinuch he is on the Hashmatas Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention this heta that for Asa B'Shul Sasha is mutter to do Moisin Asa. It's mutter to test the Rebbeinu Shem. This whole Gemara, the Rambam is Meshama, doesn't bring down. Maybe it's not Moshitasa, but Shlokot Tzarechin. Okay, this one list, or I saw.
It says Asa, then
it's
in the Torah.
Yeah, but you're not going to. But the Torah gives a lot of brachas. You're not going to do anything in the Torah. The Nosan Asa means don't ask kashas. If you did a mitzvah and you didn't get the bracha, you're not going to do a mitzvah to kidei nos barach. That's the way the smag runs. Torah is telling you it's going to happen, but I was telling you do it kidei shet asash
nizik.
The Gemara says that the Gemara is saying it's a pasuk. There's a kosa that here it's mutter chutz mizu.
So it's explaining dasa like that. It's not the kabbalah.
Oh, the pasuk in Malachi is telling you of shat and that dasa tasa means bechanuni abzais.
Yeah, that's much more than the
Gemara. That's going back on the pasuk. That's not just a din, but you're not a test. So you want to say okay, could be okay. And the last thing I was just telling you on still have a little time. Shukr Chinuch to me was bechidush in mitzvah taflamid in the mitzvah of Pashzekev, the mitzvah of Bechas Amazon. The Chinuch is a kasha. What's pshat in benching? What's pshat in making a bracha to the Eivishta? How could we give a bracha to Renshon? The Eivishta is poyol kol nimsa, bar adam. The Eivishta created a person. The Eivishta is poyol kol nimsa. The Eivishta kol yachol. The Eivishta created everything. So what are we giving a bracha? Basically, he's also asking the nusach a bracha to Hashem. It's you do a discussion from Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'alaf. He's Mayach. And to me, just as with Chiddush, that the Chinuch says the same thing. Everyone says Zav Hashem Nefesh HaChaim, but it seems the Chinuch says the same thing. That all we're saying is, by Baruch Ata Hashem, is a Haidah, that the Eibush is the Makor Kol Brachos. The Eibush is the Makor Brachos. But if you look at him in the Chinuch, it's very interesting. He's very Mayach al Pi Kabbalah. And he even gives a Hakdama to it. He writes, Shemati Pi HaChamim, Ki Yeshu Dvam Eilu Yisoydis Chazakim, Yisoydis Nefloyis, Yedim Chachmi Yitoyim Samidim, Kishim Nevoinim, Kishim Bechol Masayim Noyim. Maybe I should not talk about this because it's too much Kabbalah to Ginyanim, and then he goes into Ganze Kabbalah to Ginyanim. I just saw from this chinuch, now that you say this in Kabbalah, that what the Welt knows is really it's a shach in your day also. The shach in your day, Simreishma Vav, Sifkat Vav says that you should not learn these in Yonim. Everyone knows that Shemari Krasi B'shachs Poiskim. But if you look in the chinuch is basically saying that you say it also, that this Indian, these in Yonim are only for a person is only for someone who's already begat the chachmi atayra and a novain and kshem b'chom asim noim. That's when you're not learning these inyanim. And the chinuch says the loshin has to be from soyer. These inyanim befrat you can't learn on your own in yoni kabbalah. A lot of these sayers of how to learn kabbalah are brought down in this chinuch in Mr. Taflamit. It has to be learned the bedavka from b'masoyer. Zokti b'shem the chazan also. The chazan said that kabbalah kishmoi befrat you have to be makabel ishmi piyish. You cannot just take out svarim and learn it by yourself. And then zokti the chazan said today there's no one to learn it from. So they say other people hold their R, but whatever it is, it's not someone to learn on your own. And a lot of, if you look through the whole chinuch loshon over there, there's a big arichas explaining when you can learn Kabbalah, when you cannot. And he even like excuses himself while he's bringing it down the sefer. I think because the sefer chinuch was written for everyone, it was written for tzirim, for young people also. And that's why he writes Avim Makal Roshur, that's what gives himself a shtuk ahead to why he's explaining these inyanim.
Okay.